This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This is part two of a conversation with floor covering retailer Fred Reinhart. He owns Reinhart Carpet Outlet out of Philadelphia. Fred, we were just talking about Hoboken and the fact that they'll be closing their doors. I think that affects somewhere, as you said, between $400 and $600 million in sales. Is that going to affect you anyway?
That's a tsunami to our industry, David. I know it. Good news for me is I'm not personally affected. I don't do business with them or their network of affiliations. Why? Because we're Shaw-aligned. That's one reason. Being Shaw-aligned, most everything I do is tied in through the Shaw guys, and proudly so, and it's been the right business decision for us. And then number two, we don't rely on distributors. You know, the largest, single, most important function of a distributor still to this day is the credit worthiness and the credit that they put out on the street. So products get put out by them in behalf of the manufacturers they represent. And we learned a long time ago, it's not worth the premium that we have to pay for the privilege of doing business with distributors. And I know a distributor will say, well, that's not all we do. And I'll say, well, that's a lot of what you do, especially as it relates to me and my end of the world. So it's a shame. It's a real shame to see a big hitter for reasons I still don't fully understand, David, and you're closer to it than me, so maybe as this story unfolds, we'll all learn, really, why does a company that does a half a billion dollars a year in business just decide that we're going to up and close over the next 30 and 60 days?
Mm-hmm. Have you heard a good deal of this?
Sorry, all you people, and sorry to the world.
Have you heard a good deal of these rumors before it was officially, it was never officially announced, but before the news piece showed up?
Well, you've actually done the best job of spreading the word in terms of what we'll call an official announcement. But, yeah, you know, the scuttlebutt was hitting the street a couple days before you posted it. And all I can tell you is that everybody seems to have the same kind of a, at least what scuttlebutt I hear, and I don't know that it's any different from what you hear, and that is that for reasons that these people at Hoboken have chosen to protect their interests, they're closing their doors. And that's that. And I'm sure as all the stuff hits the fan and things start to shake out and the dust begins to settle, well, here we go again. Those survivors will adapt and adjust accordingly, and there's a lot of business to be written up by other people, and I'm sure they're going to be happy to fill those voids and serve those needs. And above all, they better be watching out for their credit. Watch out for the money, because in the end, that's what it always comes down to, David. It always comes down to the money.
Fred, let me ask you a little bit more about your operation. Now, you're a stocking retailer, although I did hear, when I called you on the phone, I did hear Kathy Ireland, so that's something that I hadn't heard before. But just give us a little insight on your operation as it relates to the amount of raw goods you sell versus the sample approach.
Well, we are Reinhart Carpet Outlet, Inc. of Philadelphia. We are a stocking dealer. We primarily sell carpet and rugs. We sell a little bit of vinyl flooring. We don't sell any wood and ceramic and laminate. But we stock a lot of goods. David, probably as I look out my window while I'm talking to you, I sit in an office that's got windows, so I'm kind of in the catbird seat and can see what's going on at all time. I probably got over 300-plus full-size rolls of regular running line goods. We don't buy promotional rolls. We don't buy onesies and twosies. We stock lines. Ranging at wholesale price points anywhere from $2.50 on up to not quite $8. We're at the lower end of the spectrum that way in terms of what we stock. Then when you look at my remnants, I probably have as of today, when you add my remnants and roll goods, my remnants and my area rug collections, of which area rugs is becoming an increasingly more and more important end of our business, we probably have in excess of 2,300 pieces. In fact, I can tell by the spent poles, the carpet tubes that we generate from selling a rug, and we put the poles on the shelf. Every few months, we can get a good count on what we have by knowing what we've sold and creating our own color voids so that we can identify specifically what kind of pieces we want to put into remnant stock. We generate a lot of our remnants from our running lines. When a color is hot, if Dyersburg Crimson's a hot color and we need some burgundy rems, we don't think twice about cutting up rolls of Dyersburg Remnant because we're going to sell it. And we do buy promotional goods in terms of remnants and area rugs. That's where a lot of onesie and twosie can best serve our needs, and we generate those purchases that we make from a variety of sources, including Shaw and other sources that have been regular and reliable sources of supply to us. So we can buy things just by piece count. Somebody will call me and say, Freddie, I've got... In fact, I got the phone call yesterday from one of our local guys who says, Freddie, I got about 135 pieces, and I'm guessing I got about 1,600 yards, and it's in about five colors, and these are the kinds of things that they're in. You want it, Freddie? And I'll go, yay or nay. And in that instance, we said, yeah.
I see. But you don't buy discontinueds in full rolls, then?
Hardly. Okay. It's rare that we'll do that. We'll buy discontinueds or obsoletes in area rugs sooner than we'll get into roll goods. And it's not that we never buy promotional roll goods that way, but we hardly do that.
I see. Now, you said that you don't really have a commercial end of your business, but I do suspect you sell some commercial products, though, don't you?
Sure we do. As part of a full-service offering to the public, we actually segregate. Our showroom is our warehouse, and our warehouse is our showroom. So we have a showroom selection of plush carpets and multicolor sculptures in our front showroom. We have our Berbers as well as woven goods, and I mean the good woven stuff, not, you know, the low-end one-ply stuff, but, you know, really nice merchandise in our back Berber area. And then in our actual cutting floor area near our loop pile roll stocks, we keep our displays of what the industry would categorize as Main Street commercial goods. You know, your 12, 16, 18, 20-ounce loop pile products on up through 32, 34, 36-ounce cut pile commercial products that we will sell to the local doctor, school, daycare center, restaurant kind of thing. We're your basic neighborhood carpet store, except I'm a little bigger than basic. I'm a lot bigger than basic. And we try to be king of our own hill. And in the northwest section of Philadelphia, that we're specifically in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, historic Germantown, about 15 minutes by car from downtown Center City. But in our section of town, we're king of our hill. And that's what we're trying to be, king of our hill here. We're not trying to be all things to all people throughout the whole territory. And that's what also sets us apart from our competition. And our competition, our keen competition, is really Home Depot, with a store to the left of me and a store to the right of me, by the way, to Crow's Fly, and then Lowe's, and guys like Empire, and the other guys who are starting to be aggressive with the shop at home or mobile type selling operators that are the new version of the old boiler room guys and shop at home guys.
Are they giving you grief?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are they giving you grief?
Oh, they're our best competition, David. I love that competition. Love it when you can compare me to the Boxes and to the Empires and those kind of guys. Love it, David, because almost always we win.
I like that. Now, I'm on your website. It's ReinhardtCarpetOutlet.com. You get an idea as to some of the product. I mean, you got a lot of products showing in some of the photos that I'm looking at. Anybody wants to check this out while they're listening, it's ReinhardtCarpetOutlet.com. Most interesting website as well. Do you still have the jingle on there?
Oh, yeah. I think the webmaster made it so that you only hear it maybe when you go to my homepage, because some people said, geez, doesn't the jingle ever stop? So, you know, once you hear the jingle, and most people recognize the tune, it happens to be sung to the song South Street, which is a street in Philadelphia that back in the 1960s, it was the hippest happening street in town, and it just so happens what goes around comes around. South Street's back up to being lively, hip, and happening these days.
Is it really?
With the youngins and the restaurant scenes and the entertainment and the venues and the speakeasies and pubs. So to the tune of that song called South Street, originally sung by the Orlons way back in 1963, I think it was, our tune is inviting you to come to meet me at Reinhardt's, the best carpet store in town.
Interesting. I remember you told us that story some time ago. These are not great times, as you had mentioned earlier on in our conversation. What do you do during these slim times in terms of advertising and marketing and so on to remain healthy?
Good question, David, and it's a key question because, again, especially in retail, and I don't think it's unique to retail. It's everybody that's in business, or whether you have a sports team or what we do, David, is constantly reexamine ourselves and find ways to do things better, different, more efficiently, more effectively, We do things. I wish, David, I had run my. I started this location 23 years ago, and I, gosh, do I wish that I did things then like I've learned to do them now, because I'd have made myself a lot more sales way back in the day. We do a better job of turning over our leads if the first guy doesn't sell it, and we still be aggressive and try and make a deal with you. We do a better job of shopping out for goods and services that the company buys and utilizes. We do a more aggressive job of getting our salespeople to be held that much more accountable and be productive, so that the close rates on the leads we get, that we generate. A lead is such a precious commodity. We spend a lot of money in advertising. We have to do a better job of spending our money and getting better bang for our buck with the advertising. But when those leads come in, my guy's got to hit 8 out of 10, David. And if they don't hit on 8 out of 10, I got problems.
This is going to conclude part two of a 5-part conversation with floor covering retailer Fred Reinhardt. Fred owns Reinhardt Carpet Outlet. It's based in Philadelphia. We'll air the third part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.